Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I'm just going to get this party started the way I want to, and I'm just going to ask, what do I need to do in order to lose weight? Well, we do love the way that you're starting this off, that you're pithy, direct, and to the point. So, you are not going to lose weight. Hopefully, you have listened to the conversation before you've listened to the answer to the question. If you have not, we recommend you go back and listen to the conversation first. You are not going to lose weight. You could tell your body that you want it to be thin, trim, fit, whatever the word is. Spend some time imagining this. Spend some time feeling your way into the body that is carrying you as it walks around, maybe as it skips, hops, and jumps, or jogs down the beach, or does cartwheels, whatever it is that you're wanting your body to do, or as it models clothing, as it preens in a mirror, showing you how deliciously delightful it is to be wearing these wonderful fashions that delight you, whatever it is. Notice we have not said a word yet about food, nor even really exercise. We talk about jogging down the beach, jog down the beach because you delight in jogging down the beach, not because it's an exercise. We would never, ever, ever, we've said this many times before, we'll say it again. We would never exercise to lose weight. That is a terrible idea. We would also never, ever diet to lose weight. That is also a terrible idea. That doesn't mean you won't find yourself following a diet that feels better in the following. But there's a difference between, and you don't have to get this perfectly right. And those of you who really want to obsess about this, you'll have a lot of things to work with undoubtedly here. But the bottom line is, you're not going to get this right. You're not also getting it wrong. It's actually perfect where it is, what you're doing and what you're having with it, whatever it is. The bottom line here is if you want to lose weight, decide that you're thin and then let yourself follow that idea and stand behind it. Another way to do this is to just basically give up. Now, we're going to talk more about this through the series. We'll give you a sort of a preview here in the answer to your question. Hand your body over to your helpers. There goes too. We're not saying they're going to possess it, they're not inside the system, they can't possess it. But hand it over to them and say, you sort this out for me. That's one way. Another way is to do what we've talked about before and eat only the tastiest morsel. What we mean by that is eat what it is that delights you in the eating and eat as long as it feels better to eat. And when it no longer feels better to eat, stop. Now, one specific thing we'll talk about, and it's quite likely we're going to talk about this again through the series, is the idea that many of our physical friends have, not that many, but some, we've talked about this before with some of you individually, is the idea of having your belly be full is its own separate special feeling. There, from what we can tell, when you're eating, there are about four different sensory inputs that you're looking for. And this varies from person to person. Not everybody has all four of these. The first one is aroma. The second one is flavor. So aroma, someone can be cooking in the kitchen with Dinah, and you smell it while you're in the living room or as you open the door to come into the house. There's someone in the kitchen cooking. Maybe there's a person named Dinah in there with them. And you smell something delicious, the aroma. And then you walk into the kitchen and someone says, taste this. And they hand you a spoon and you have the sauce and you're like, that's really good. Flavor. Now, tasting in the kitchen with a single spoon is really, it's aroma and flavor combined. But then there's what the kids would call mouthfeel. Putting food inside your mouth to masticate it or to slurp on it or to tongue it or whatever you're going to do with it, depending on how solid or crunchy or soft it is. the crunch of it like a potato chip, or the softness of it like yogurt, whatever it is. The slurpiness of it like a soup, the heat, whether it's of a hot versus cold or spicy versus mild, whatever kind of heat it is, how your mouth reacts, how you react having the food in your mouth, the mouthfeel. We could say that's kind of like 3A. 3B would what it is what someone once said to Frank. It's how it feels in your gullet. And this person said this is a highly underrated sensory awareness of eating. How food feels in your gullet as it's going down your throat. Now, we don't know anything about this at all. Partially what we're doing is we're taking the vibrational energy of the question you brought to the table. We're also responding to some of the things that are happening in the audience, so to speak, although that's a terrible word to use here. Our physical friends who are part of this conversation are responding to what we're saying, and so we are using some of that as well. But the gullet can't be really, it's not that big of a deal. And when it works well, it works wonderful. When you get something caught in your throat, it's not quite that fun because you end up coughing. It interrupts the flow of your meal. It might be embarrassing if you're in public. So we've got aroma, flavor, mouthfeel, and gullet feel, so to speak. And then there's the belly. Oh, the belly. Now, the belly is a whole different thing. The first three parts, aroma, flavor, and the mouth. The first three parts are in the realm of what you can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell. The belly is a different animal altogether. The reason why we're talking about this and we're dividing this up is because we really do want to emphasize the fact that there's a whole thing about feeling full that many of you may not have ever explored, because it may be sort of like a byproduct that you haven't really considered. You want the food that you eat, obviously, to sit on your stomach, as newspapers or magazines would say, to sit on your stomach and to sit well on your stomach, meaning that it doesn't hurt, that it doesn't cause some sort of constipation, blah, 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 anything like that. You just want to kind of sit there and be nice. Many of you, not all of you, but some of you will eat to excess. And that's a word we're going to use very sparingly here because we don't really mean it like that. You will eat more and more when your mouth no longer cares and the aroma has gone away and the flavor is not really on the table anymore because you want to fill up your belly. It's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with any of this. Your body knows what to do with all of this, by the way. But you asked the question, what's the fastest way to lose weight? How can I lose weight right now? The answer to the question is become aware of these things and pay attention to them and use them not as guides, but in the same way that, like, if you've got an itch, if you really slowly scratch the itch and you begin to become aware of the fact that itches are actually kind of like burn, they have the same vibrational or not vibrational, the same sensory awareness as a burn. It's just not as intense. And that sometimes things that are cold can feel like a burn in the same thing that the way the things that are hot can feel like it. If you become aware of this kind of sensory awareness, of this kind of sensory feel, you're going to notice that if you have an itch and you very slowly scratch it, you will get a kind of satisfaction that is very different than if you kind of scratch it really quickly just to get it over with. Just to get it over with is part of the deal here. Many of our physical friends will treat their body as though it's kind of in the way, like it's distracting you from what you really want to be doing. Any physical sensation that rises, no matter where it is on the spectrum of physical pain, whether it's pleasurable or painful, is there to help you. There's no question. Things that are painful are there to get your attention. Things that are pleasurable are there because they're pleasurable. And that really likely doesn't need much explanation. But if you begin to become aware of the fact that you may be eating to fill your belly up, as opposed to actually enjoying the aroma, the flavor, and the mouthfeel, you might have a shift in how you feel about eating. The problem with holding weight or gaining weight, if that is something you don't want to be doing, is not what you're eating or whether you're exercising or not. It really isn't. It's what you're expecting your body to do with what you're doing. It's most likely the case in your instance, and this might not apply to anyone else listening, that you believe that you fill your belly up too much, and that by filling up your belly, it's going to automatically translate into an increase of fat in the fat pockets. That's not necessarily the case. If you become aware of the fact that belly fullness is actually a delightful sensory awareness and that it is not the bugaboo that you thought it was, you don't think that aroma has calories in it. If we put it like it's a sitcom, there's no calories in aroma. There's no calories in flavor. There's no calories in mouthfeel. You believe there are calories in belly fullness. And so we're going to say one more thing here before we end the answering of your question. This is something that we will likely be talking about quite a bit here in this series. Once you've passed the gullet, food basically drops into a black box. There are thousands of papers written, thousands of books written, thousands of videos recorded, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people have talked about. This is what happens when you metabolize food. Food has a caloric value to it, and it will add that amount of energy. Kilocalories are joules. These are units of energy. And if you do not use those units of energy, your body will store them as fat. Leading doctors, scientists, nutritionists from across the globe will all agree with this. But we want to ask the question, how exactly do they know? Because the question we ask here when we say, how do they know, is that they're expecting to get a certain result. And so the result they get is the one they're expecting. There may be variations that are a little surprising about this, that, or the other. But we would invite you to consider the fact that it's a black box, everything below your throat. You don't know what's going on. You know there's acid there because sometimes the acid comes up your throat. That's about it. You know when it feels like you're full, what that extended feeling, that extended out as in like your stomach has been expanded. You know what that feels like. That's about it. You know what it feels like when things are not going well because there's a rumbling and there's sounds. And there are other effects that we won't get into. And you know when you've eaten something that really, really you should not have been eating. And it will, your body will very, very kindly evacuate it from you, coming back out your throat. And that's the last time we'll talk about that. But the bottom line is, you don't really know what happens there. You don't know how food metabolizes. You really don't. And your body is following your lead. So you can say, no matter what I eat, I always lose weight. For some of you, you're not going to like that phrase because it scares you a little bit into thinking you might get too thin. But what you could say is, no matter what I eat, my body is always perfectly fit and trim. No matter how much I exercise, my body is always perfectly fit and trim. Your body follows your lead. So that's the answer to your question. The immediate answer for you specifically is start paying attention to aroma, flavor, and mouthfeel. And then when you feel the body, the belly full of food, really, really, really enjoy that feeling. It's not incidental. It's actually part of the goal of eating. Feel what that feels like and notice when it's uncomfortable. Notice when it feels better. Notice when it feels worse vibrationally. Notice when you like it, in other words, and notice when you don't like it. And when you don't like it, just tell your body, it's okay. I know you know what you're doing, and this is all going to sort itself out. But stop thinking that a full belly means you're now going to add another pound or two, or kilo or two, or a few grams here and there. It's a black box. You don't really know how it works. Use that to your advantage. You really don't know how it works. Use that to your advantage. That's your specific answer to your specific question. We thank you very much. This is a great way to begin these things, this particular series. Very delicious. Very delicious, very delightful, and quite wonderful indeed.